Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to Heartblend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on mindset and wellness for sensitive souls. So if you are new here, then welcome to the Love Tribe. And if you're returning, then hello, I'm so happy to have you back. Today we are diving in and we're talking all about cycle syncing for feminine wellness. Now, some of you might be familiar with cycle syncing, some of you may not, but I will tell you, it has changed my life. Okay, it has really, really helped me quite a bit. So if you have ever felt like you are out of balance, you felt like you were very overwhelmed, you felt like you were just all over the place, you felt disconnected from your body, you felt like you couldn't get control over your emotions, you felt like your body hates you, all of the above, I would highly suggest to do cycle syncing because it is really about you getting in tune with each phase of your cycle throughout the month. And I know some of us are in different spaces, rather we use a hormonal contraceptive, or rather we are struggling with PCOS, or rather we have another condition, or even if we are perimenopausal or menopausal, or whatever it is, cycle syncing is still so helpful just to help you feel balanced and to get on track. And you'd be surprised and amazed at how much cycle syncing can actually really help with things like PCOS, or if you are struggling with some irregularities. So I'm really excited to dive in and talk more about it with you. So I began cycle syncing really earlier this year, and I was like, you know what, there's got to be something better for me, because I really felt very overwhelmed very easily. And I didn't understand why. And it seemed like I was just trying to do so much and I really wasn't getting anywhere, right? And I was finding that I would do a lot of things, or I would create a lot of content, and then a week later I didn't like the content, or I would start over. I knew vaguely, you know, I know when I'm ovulating, I know obviously when I'm on my menstrual, I know when it's that last week before my menstrual, because I feel a little irritable, or I get, you know, all those symptoms where you feel achy and bloated and all that. And then I was like, I know I have that other week where everything feels normal. So overall, I was pretty aware of my cycle because I was pretty in tune with my body. However, what I didn't know was that your body needs certain foods or nutrients during that week because your estrogen levels change every week. I didn't know that my brain actually physically changes about 20% throughout my cycle. I did not know that. I didn't realize how much my brain, I knew my mind was feeling some type of way, but just knowing that my brain was going through physical changes every single week. Didn't know that. I didn't know that I should be doing certain exercises for each of those weeks. Had no clue. And I didn't know really how to manage my life differently according to those weeks. Had no idea. Because I've always just tried to do everything whenever I felt like I had energy. And if I felt like I didn't have enough energy, sometimes I would rest. Sometimes I would like drink some caffeine or like have a little energy drink to try to get myself feeling better because I have to push on through the day. And all of that has never been helpful for me, right? It's never been helpful because I felt like I just never actually got ahead. I either just still just felt chaotic inside or felt all over the place, and it didn't actually help me. So when I started hearing more about cycle syncing and how, you know, you should kind of adjust your lifestyle according to your cycles, like, okay, like I could try that. I could get behind that. So I tried it for myself and I was like, I'm going to try these certain foods first, like during each week. And I was like, not dealing with bloating, not dealing with as much cramping, not dealing with certain mental changes where I felt like the stress was unbearable. I was like, I don't feel like that. Wait a minute now. There's something to this. And so I was like, you know what? I need something to keep me accountable. I need something to keep me on track because I am hearing this, I'm reading it, but I can't really immerse myself into this lifestyle without something keeping me on track so I know when to do it. So I created a whole program first to really help me, to help me stay accountable. And so I created a whole program where it's different meditations each week that keep you on track and focus on supporting your mindset. It's a different grocery list for each week and making sure that I'm getting the right foods for each week of my cycle. Like initially I said, well, I'm sure I need more iron, right? But I didn't realize how much I need more vitamin C to absorb that iron or magnesium or selenium or any of that. I didn't know, right? And I really didn't know what foods really were rich in those nutrients either. So I was like, okay, let me do some more research. So I did more research and I put together a grocery list so I know what foods to get. And then I did more research on really how the brain changes and how our mind shift according to the different phase of our cycle. And I was like, okay, so this particular week is focusing more on magnetism and manifesting. And this week is focused more on energy and organizing and putting things together. And this week is focused more on rest and relaxation. Okay, I think I can work with that. So I put together a whole program, which is called the Moon Cycle Wellness Program. And that is something that changed my life. I know I created it, but it really has helped me tremendously because it took so much of that guilt off. It took so much of that pressure off that I was putting on myself. Or I would talk down to myself like, oh, just get up. You're being lazy. Like, okay, yeah, you know, maybe you have some cramps, but just take some meds and get back to work. Like, things got to get done, right? And I was just really all over the place. But when I learned truly what my body was going through, what I was putting my body through ignorantly, I was like, whoa. Yeah, no, I'm supposed to be resting and emotionally being more aware that I am more sensitive. And that's not anything to be down on. That's something to honor and that's something to protect. So I learned how to nurture myself. I learned how to become more in tune with myself through that process of doing that Moon Cycle Wellness Program. So I was like, well, I know this made me feel amazing and this has really been helpful for me. So I added it to Heart Blend Academy so other women can join. And it's been unanimously the same experience that women are feeling amazing when they're doing cycle syncing. And by doing the program where you have different steps and it automates for you and it's synced up with your cycle and you choose the date of when your cycle starts and you just follow it, that just keeps you on track. You don't have to go back to a book and read and what week is this or what do I do here? It just makes everything so much simpler for you. And there's a guidebook for each week. And it's just, I love that experience. It was so helpful for me. And I want every woman to know what that feels like too. So if you want to try it for yourself, you can go to Heartblend Academy. Just click the link below and it'll take you right there and you can enjoy that. And so for the first month, for Women's Month, there's actually a coupon code that'll make it half off the first month and you can just see how you feel to try it out. So that has been my experience with cycle syncing, but I want to share with you a little bit more about what it really means and what it looks like. Okay. All right. So we go through 4 different phases of our cycle. Now, I've learned recently after reading the book Woman Code by Alyssa Vitti that our menstrual cycles actually phase four, but I've always known it as phase one. Like that's the start of the new cycle. So however you relate to it, it's totally up to you, but we have four phases. And so we have the menstrual phase. That's when we obviously know what's going on. We have our period, right? And we are dealing with bleeding, we're cramping, we just feel so low energy, and we don't realize how many nutrients we're losing in that time. So that would be phase one. Now, it's not just your body that's going through those changes. The chemistry of your body is changing as well, and we need certain nutrients to replenish our bodies because we've lost a lot. So we want to make sure we're nurturing our bodies really well during that time, and we're eating all the best foods to get us back up to par. But did you know that during this phase of your cycle, your intuition is actually stronger? Did you know that? Both sides of your brain communicate together, and that makes you highly, highly, highly intuitive during your menstrual phase. I think that's amazing. I'm like, whoa, what? Like, we're little super hero ladies. This is so cool. And that's not something I knew, right? I definitely didn't grow up learning that at all. I just learned it and I'm in my 30s. So I'm like, whoa, that's pretty amazing. And learning that and knowing that, hey, your body's going through a lot. You're going through a lot of changes. You are losing a lot of nutrients. Why on earth would you try to push yourself to do certain things that your body really cannot handle right now? So I've learned, you know, hey, there's better exercises to do. We don't need to go hard. We don't need to do all these weightlifting and, you know, trying to run a mile and do all of these things. If that makes you feel better, then by all means, definitely do so. But I really decided to take a more gentle approach because I don't want to put more stress onto my body during that week. So doing more stretching, more yoga, more feminine exercises, like slow dancing, and just still moving my body, but not stressing my body out because your body is really doing a lot during that time. So that would be that menstrual phase that we all are very aware of, right? Now, the phase after that would be your follicular phase, and that is about 7 to 10 days. So it just depends on the woman. I mean, our cycles vary a little bit, but it's going to be about a week to 10 days. It's going to be your follicular phase. And during this phase, your body's, you know, replenishing itself. Your energy's coming back up. You feel mentally stable during this time. And it's really the best time to do more higher energy things. So if you want to work out a little stronger, if you want to focus on more cardio or more high intensity exercises, that's the best week to do it. There's also certain foods that support you better during this week, especially folate and folic acid. It's really good for replenishing the body and making the healthier cells as well. So healthier quality cells, especially because as we move into very soon, we're going to the ovulation phase, which is when we are very open to creating new life, right? So after that follicular phase, we move into our ovulation time. Now during your ovulation time, oh my God, to me, I love that energy. I mean, I know every phase has its own little perks and whatnot, but that's just like my favorite phase. I'm always feeling my best, feeling so confident. I feel so magnetic. I feel like I could do anything. I'm so, your skin changes actually. Your skin is more soft. Your features actually change during ovulation to enhance your beauty and your level of attractiveness, and we're just like really, really magnetic during that time. And typically your libido peaks up during this week as well. So that's just like my favorite week. It's just so magical. But it's really not like a whole week. It's about 3 to 4 days, give or take. So I know it's really hard sometimes to be able to know exactly the cutoff day. So I just say a week, but it's really kind of more like 3 to 4 days that you really can take advantage of this peak energy. So during that time, you definitely want to put yourself out there more. You want to be more magnetic. If you have something that you're wanting to attract into your life, you have a new desire, that is a great time to bring in that energy by putting yourself out there, especially when you're ovulating. So that's a fabulous week for me. I'm sorry. I love it. And then after that, we go into our luteal phase, which is going to be the last phase of your cycle. And that, again, maybe 7 to 10, maybe even 12 days. I call that week our progress report because you really get the chance to see, what did I do well? You'll be able to see changes in your skin, your mood, your emotions, your mindset, your body. All of that's going to come up during your luteal phase. So the foods you ate, how much salt you took in, how much sugar you took in, all of that is really going to impact this week. And so if you deal with PMS or PMDD, or if you feel more irritable or have mood swings during this week, that is why. Okay, so that's your luteal phase, whenever you're feeling really like on edge during that week. Now, what I've learned is that when I take the best care of myself during the previous weeks, that final week just seems less intense because my body has a lot of the nutrients to help support it and to keep my serotonin levels up and keep my dopamine levels up. And it makes it a little more easy to cope. One of the best supplements for me that I've used during my luteal phase is going to be evening primrose oil. Oh, so good. It helps to lubricate the brain so that you get more of that calming and relaxation and your mood can just kind of relax a little bit more. You don't feel so tense and tight or sensitive when it comes to like being angry and all of that. And also, I wanted to mention to you as well, there are some really, really, really good herbal supplements by the company Wile, yes, W-I-L-E for women. And I have two of their tinctures. I have their burnout relief tincture and their un-anger tincture. It's really good, especially when you have the un-anger tincture and you're feeling like really tense and on edge or just like, oh, just really upset. It calms you down. It soothes you. You feel more relaxed. You feel at ease. You can add it to your tea and maybe add a little honey and lemon because it doesn't, you know, really taste the best. Or if you're really brave, you can put a little bit of the tincture under your tongue and that can just help you feel more at ease. So if you want to try that, there's a link below and I've actually gotten you guys a discount on it because I know how much it has helped me. So you can save like 20% on that if you want to. So that's in the link in the description if you want to try that as well. And the other thing that I've really learned about the luteal phase is it's really best for cleaning, for releasing, for letting go, for getting rid of the things that don't serve you. And we can deal with a lot of swelling as well. Blood pressure is a little bit higher too sometimes. If we have too much salt, if we're not drinking enough water. So it can be a lot that week. That week can feel very heavy, very hectic. Our emotions can be really strong during that week as well. So we want to take it a little easy on ourselves. And this week we can either be nurturing or we can be gentle or we can be really rough and hard on ourselves. And we can judge ourselves for even the thoughts that we're having, the emotions that we're feeling or not having enough energy. But know that you're estrogen is dipping, everything is changing, your hormones are literally fluctuating. So when I say, as women, we are not meant to be static. We're not meant to just be this consistent go, 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 do the same thing every day kind of person. And I think we get really hard on ourselves sometimes because we expect ourselves to show up that way, even though we know we're not. But we feel like we should because we live in a masculine world and we struggle sometimes. And so that's why for me, when I do cycle syncing, instead of fighting against that energy, when I set myself up for those weeks where my brain is focused in those different areas, life is way easier. You know what I'm saying? So if I know that during those maybe 7 to even 12 days of when my energy is high, my mind is really good, I am taking full advantage of that week. Instead of stressing myself out and putting things off and doing something, oh, I'll do that later, and it happens to be during my luteal time or even that menstrual phase where I'm cramping and I really don't feel like getting out of bed, I want to show up for myself the best way. So that week, yeah, we're going in, we're cleaning, we're organizing, we're setting ourselves up for the month, we're meal prepping, we're running the errands, we're getting what we need so we don't have to keep running out. We are organizing what we need to organize on our computers and our digital spaces. We're putting in a little extra effort on our projects if we're working on something, so then it's already done and ready for us and we don't have to exert all that extra energy later on. So once I started doing that, I was like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. I feel so much better. So much better. And the thing is, it's going to come up every month. It's going to be like this for a very long time. So you might as well work with yourself instead of fighting with yourself. And know, like, hey, you know, if you are the kind of person, like, you want to network or meet people, or you want to go on camera or even doing speaking or podcasting or whatever it is where you're putting your energy out there, doing it during your ovulation time. Ooh, if you could show up, you know, you schedule your time when you do socializing around your ovulation time, and you know, you could do it in your follicular time too, but you schedule most of your social time during those 2 weeks and you kind of keep more to yourself during the other 2 weeks when your luteal and menstrual phase are activated, and you focus on keeping to yourself and taking care of your body and nurturing yourself during those weeks, girl, people are gonna think you are like a celebrity, like you're just this amazing magnetic being, because you're gonna always be able to maintain that energy. And look, I know some of us are like, that is not realistic. We're going to have social gatherings sometimes, and I just might be on my period. I can't say no every single time, right? I know, I get that. If you have the option to schedule something, try to schedule it during those times where you're most social, just to take that pressure off yourself. That's going to give you the best feedback to say, hey, you know, I'm on my period, or I know I'm feeling a little PMS-y right now, and I schedule time to be around this person. I know I don't feel my best, but I'm still going to be around them. Take note of that, of how you feel around them. If you don't feel safe around them, that tells you a lot more information, and you won't be aware of that when your social element of your brain is higher. So you can really be able to gauge how other people really are during that time. You're a bit more sensitive. So sometimes it's good to get that feedback to say, oh, okay, I really see what you're about. You know, I've had so many experiences where I'm like, I should rest, or I should just kind of, you know, cancel on that today, or I should reschedule, or I should just focus on me today. And I would feel that pressure like, no, you already said you were going to meet up with this person, or you're already going to talk to this person, so just do it. Every single time, I kid you not, I meet up with them, they do something that's just like rude or disrespectful, or they trigger something. And I'm like, I did not like that energy. And so I'm like very mindful and aware to take care of myself, protect my heart, protect my emotions and my mind, because I don't need to be subjected to things that are unsafe for me. So moving forward, I'd say, okay, well, that cycle is over. Let's see how they still show up. And then you're more aware and you notice they still show up the same way. And that can let you know who you should keep or not keep in your life if you can help it. I know we can't just remove everybody from our lives, but that could just give you a little more insight. So again, cycle syncing is not something that is meant to stress you out or make you feel restricted or make you feel rigid or like you can't do something because, oh, this doesn't fit into my particular week. It's really for you to tap into the energy of how you already are and just kind of take advantage of that. It's best you can. Just give it a try and see how it works for you. But know that those hormones are gonna take over. They're gonna win either way. I mean, as much as we want to fight it, hormones are pretty powerful. And, you know, if you have a partner, then I think it's really good and really healthy to share, hey, this is what's going on with me during this week. My hormones are changing. I'm letting you know this so that way we can be a bit more gentle towards each other because I might be a bit more irritable. When others are more aware of what's going on, I promise they'll be more sensitive to your needs. When they don't know, it seems like they become the most annoying person on the planet during that time. Like, I don't get it. They almost do more than they would normally do any other time. It's crazy. So I think it's really important that we get in tune with ourselves, that we know what's going on, we get in tune with our bodies, and that can be so helpful. It can improve your relationships, improve your love life, improve the connection you have with yourself. But overall, I mean, when I really showed up for myself through cycle syncing and I have everything I need, I don't feel overwhelmed anymore. I don't feel like, oh God, I gotta get this done. Oh, I gotta get this done. Oh, I gotta, No, life is way too short. I wanna make sure that I'm showing up as my best self. I'm opening myself up to opportunities and I'm getting the best out of life while I'm still here because life is short and unpredictable, right? So that is what I want to share with you when it comes to cycle syncing. And so again, if you want to tap into that energy of cycle syncing and follow a monthly program, you can join us in the Empress Energy membership at Heartblend Academy. It's such a beautiful energy. And we even do 7-day programs every month to give us that extra boost, because sometimes things get a little boring or dull and it's like, you know what? I need a little boost. I need something to do. I need a little more structure or guidance or whatever. So you can certainly check that out. Also, if you want to do a 28-day challenge, I've created a full tracker for you that you can use and create your own challenge if you're not doing it live with us during the Feminine Wellness Challenge of 2024. And you can be able to just pour into yourself and get to know your body, get to know your mind, get to know yourself all over again. Okay? All right. Well, I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. I hope that you learned a lot. There's so much more to learn. We have so much more to cover. Definitely stay tuned for more. And thank yourself for showing up today. And thank you for tuning in to Heartblend Podcast.